Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. And of course, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca and also through the iOS or Android app that you can get for your smartphone. And you can also get all the podcasts, past, present, and future at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Nightfall. They are from Greece. And we listened to the song The Cannibal, which is part of their brand new album, Children of Eve. Before that, we listened to Mawisa. They are from Santiago, Chile. And we listened to the song Killari, which is one of their singles from last year. And we started the set with our guests tonight, Ivy Gardens, with their song Astray, which is part of their brand new album, Death of Don Valley. And speaking about Mawisa, they only sing in the Mapuzungun language, which is a native language in Chile. And yes, that they do so is extremely magnificent. I think it's a great, you know, respectful way to preserve the language, the ancient language. So kudos to Mawisa, and yeah, highly recommend it. And yeah, now let's see if the Lords of Technology cooperate with us for our interview. All right, we are here with Seb from Ivy Gardens. How are you, Seb?
I'm really good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. And thank you again thank you as well for being with us here tonight at the Metal Meltdown. How is everything going over there on the east side of the country? How's the weather?
It's good. Well, actually, it's funny you say that. We've made our way from the east side, and we're getting real close to the west side at this point. We've finished our East Coast run, and we've made our way west, and we're killing some off time on the tour at Banff right now, just hanging out, and we got the final weekend of the tour ahead of us in BC on the west coast. So yeah, it's been pretty cool.
Awesome. Yes, I forgot that you were, you know, en route, places. Yeah. I mean, Banff is a great, you know, spot to stop for a little rest, you know, of all the other cities. That's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, it's been lovely, especially being from Ontario. We see a lot of, you know, big lakes and wetlands and stuff, but the mountains are new, so that's pretty neat.
Cool. Okay, so for those that don't know Ivy Gardens that well, can you tell us a little bit of story about the band and maybe how many, you know, EPs or LPs do you have out?
Yeah, I mean, we're a trio. We're from Niagara, Ontario, Southern Ontario. I play keys in the band. We don't really have a bassist. It's Andrew on guitar and Joe on drums. Those guys sing. And I play organ and piano sometimes, and then a lot of synth bass. And we play pretty sludgy, heavy music. But recently, we've kind of started merging all of this old, classic, kind of sludgy, heavy metal stuff with a little bit more kind of adventurous, ambitious, like old prog stuff. Listen to a lot of Rush, a lot of Yes, King Crimson, and our sound for a long time now has been kind of a merger of this heavy sludge and this kind of weird experimental prog stuff. And that's kind of been our thing. And we've been a touring band for several years now. We've gone out to the east coast of Canada, only Canada so far, but the east coast of Canada a few times now, and we're in the middle of our first coast-to-coast run. So we've gone out east, and now we're heading all the way out to Vancouver. And, yeah, it's been pretty good. That's basically the very brief story of the band so far.
No, that's awesome that you can, you know, travel and, do your whole, you know, gig on the road. That sounds, like, exciting. So how many, do you have any, like, EPs or LPs, like,
So we put out an EP several years ago. I think it would have been just after COVID, that was kind of when the band kind of reached its full form. And maybe a couple years ago, we put out a record called Goon that was very much more kind of stoner rocky, stoner metal-y, sludgy stuff. And now most recently, we put out a record called Death of Don Valley. And that's got more of the weird mix of sludge and prog and weird noise stuff. And yeah, that's our most recent release. It's one we're kind of touring in support of. It's got a bit more going on. It's a little more ambitious. It's called the Death of Don Valley. The Don Valley is a river in Toronto. It's nowadays the river is like just absolutely toxic. It's just full of pollution. It's a total shell of what it used to be. And Don Valley now for a lot of people means a highway rather than, you know, the actual river, the actual physical valley. So Death of Don Valley is kind of a record about just ecological decay and destruction and just violence and human beings lashing out. And, yeah, it's definitely a kind of a more focused statement. And it's one of the more, you know, bigger, cohesive pieces of work we've ever done as artists, as a band. So, yeah, that's what we're slipping around on CD and tape across the country right now.
Thank you very much. That's and thank you for the background. Like, yeah, sometimes some of us are not aware of, you know, themes or places or whatever it is. So thanks for that reference.
Yeah, for sure.
Where, like, how did the band's name came upon? Like, can you tell a story about the name of the band?
Well, you know, I used to tell people outright, but I've been told I can't do that anymore. So I'll give you a little more nebulous answer in that Ivy Gardens may or may not be the name of a street. It may or not be adjacent to one of our very early jam spaces. But yeah, it just comes from a nice little street name where we're from in Southern Ontario. And we named it because we were on the street. But I thought it provoked a kind of a good image, ivy being this kind of natural thing that, you know, reaches up and chokes out all kinds of other vegetation. And, you know, it chokes its way through, like, bigger cement structures. So I thought Ivy Gardens, really, at the end of the day, was a pretty good title for something that, you know, evil and nasty, but has this kind of natural theme, kind of natural environment to it. But, yeah, that's Ivy Gardens.
Now, there you go. Our own local Abbey Road, if you wish. So that's pretty cool. So in terms of, like, when you're composing the themes, the songs, does somebody handle the lyrics versus, you know, somebody the music, the riffs, the bass? How does it work for Ivy Gardens?
Yeah, for sure. Basically, what we do when we're making music, we're kind of constantly, you know, trucking along with the musical aspect, the instrumentals. And we're constantly working on these instrumentals, and we're all three of us are putting forward ideas. You know, one person will start with a set of ideas, then other guys in the band, you know, will add some extra ideas onto that, and, you know, we'll just keep going around and keep working. But for this record, for Death of Don Valley, Joe did most of the lyrics, not all, but Joe did most of them, and, you know, we had a lot of talks as a band about the kind of themes that we're hitting on, you know, a lot of talks about how we want to title things, because really that's kind of the biggest way to let people know, you know, this is about this. So, you know, we've all kind of put our ideas into a pot here, and Joe's pen is a lot of lyricism, but, you know, all the instruments, you know, are kind of all come from who's playing them. You know, we're all kind of deciding our own parts, and especially now as we're doing more, we're trying to get more ambitious and do more kind of grander compositional stuff going on. You know, each one of us is really the only one suited to write parts for, you know, ourselves as musicians, you know. At this point, I could never write one of Joe's drum parts or one of Andrew's guitar parts, and Andrew can never write one of my keyboard parts, or Joe can never write one of my keyboard parts. So we've all kind of created our little unique musical language, and we all understand each other. So, yeah, that's basically the way she goes. We all just kind of keep trucking along on creating these instrumentals, and then eventually, once we've kind of discussed themes, what things are, what things are getting titled, then, you know, one of us will go to town on doing some lyrics. And then, you know, the piece becomes a whole. And that's basically our process.
That sounds pretty interesting, yeah? And I guess it's a good job security for you guys to only be able to compose and play like each other's instrument. That's, I mean, that's usually the case. You know, I'm joking, but anyway.
For sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, let's take a little break here and listen to some music. And we'll be right back with Seb from Ivy Gardens here at the Metal Meltdown. Thank you.
answer to.